that would be my cue to talk. Hi, guys. This is Ashelon, fresh from St. Louis. I have my very own Shakespearean rogue, pipe cleaner model of myself, which, pretty much kicks ass, and he's going to be posting, I think, the rest of those later on. He did an NPZR for Rutabaga that was just to die for. Here's the original plan. Was I just going to play 2 hours of music? But it's like, you know, those of you who've never heard me before, I do this Sunday show. It's called State of the Kingdom, and we talk about like gameplay and stuff. And I actually got the idea from the show, honestly, from covering a Jick and Scully show. And I was like, sending questions. What the hell? It was just funny as crap, the shit I was getting. And so I'm thinking I might entertain questions, knowing that I can't answer things like, hey, can you solve this or fix this? But it's more of, hey, can you, like, tell me how to do this instead, or what's the best way to do this? And I do that every Sunday, and we're actually getting an archive of the show set up for its a webpage. I'm pretty sure the Cyclops is going to fling out in chat in a few seconds once he hears me talking about this. Because I actually had Jick and Scully over the weekend going, hey, so where's this? Are you archiving these shows? Because we'd like to hear them. And I'm like, yes. Oh. So here's how this will play. To Cyclops, yes, I've already arranged for it to be recorded. Gah. And, yay. Bingo. Yes, it's being recorded. So, if you have a question for me, I will kind of pop in from time to time and do some questions. You can blue message those to Ashelon. That's player number 67689. And, Hing Leaves is like, are you glad I asked them about your show? Oh, it's your damn fault. I wonder. Well, see, the thing is, though, they knew about the show before, you asked, because they're like, yeah, I want to hear these things, because I heard about them. So apparently, yay. Alright, so this is going to be Jimmy, there was no Sunday night State of the Kingdom, because I was driving home from them. So this is a Monday night special, State of the Kingdom, version-ish, semi. So if you have questions, you can blue message them to Ashelon. So instead of doing Radio Bugbear, you can blue message them to Ashelon. And it'll kind of be semi-close to what you get with the Jick and Scully, except you can't ask me to, like, hey, why don't we do this instead? I mean, you can send those things to me, and I'll kind of laugh at them and go, I can't do that. And as my numbers start dropping, let's see here. Actually, they're not. They're staying fairly consistent. I'm impressed. So, anyway, you know, I kind of work on gameplay questions and helping you play better. That's what I do, so that's kind of what the show will be. So, blue messages, Ashelon, 67689. I'm going to play a couple songs. And see, the nice thing is that if I don't get any songs or any questions, I have music to cover, so it's all good. This is Ashelon, Monday special State of the Kingdom, here on Radio KOL. Just a little Cirque du Soleil for you there, Allegria. Very cool song. All right, let's see. I got some questions. A whopping 6. I bet, you know, Jick and Scully were like, you know, looked at Radio Bugbear and 6 questions. They'd be like, dude, we suck. All right, first question. Blind Boards ask, what kind of music do I play? I tend to play rock, 80s rock, 90s rock, alternative rock for now, very rare country, electronica, techno, yes, video game remix, yes, crap, no. So, if it's stupid, I won't play it. Criswell asks, dear Jick, your voice sounds a little funny this Monday. Do you have some kind of cold or something? Yes, I caught Ebola, and I will be dead next week. Neo Hacker asks a real question. What do you think of the Wild Hair familiar? And also, what do you think the value of the March hat will be after March? I believe the wild hair familiar is actually very useful in some situations when you're not in a speed running concept. When you're basically trying to farm and get as many turns as possible, the wild hair is an excellent familiar. Because not only do you get the extra turns, you also tend to get extra items, etc., so on. Plus, the comments are absolutely a riot. The value, however, is going to be kind of be the tricky one, and that's kind of, what's the item? Everyone's trying to figure out what's going to be the next item that rises in price, like the Tome of Snow Cones. And I think this one's going to kind of follow more the path of a lot of the familiars lately. They're going to stay a lot about the same price as how much Mr. A was at the time. And as they slowly get bought up and used, you'll see the price go up. I don't foresee this one spiking, but then again, I'm real bad about predicting the future on items. I completely missed the fact that Snow Cones, the Tome, was going to spike. But that's just me. However, I like it. I actually need to talk to Zeno and have him check his situation, because I used it once, and if anybody else can disprove me on this one, then I won't bug Zeno. But I used it one day right before I ascended, and then I ascended and rolled over the next day. And I'm not sure I got any turns off of that. I'm not sure if the going to Ascension negates all the turns that the familiar had. So I've got to ask Zeno about that one. That's just a question I need to ask him. Next question, Bud Ranger asks, what items would you recommend adventuring for that will give you a decent amount of meat when sold at your store? Well, the basic one that a lot of people will do is farm for chow mein parts, but then that requires you to go to more than one area. So you kind of have to do it as a cycle. Cyclops tells me that ascending negates all turns for the March here. Damn it. All right, moving on. So you gotta get your dry noodles. Dry noodles by themselves, actually not a bad farming item. They'll give you about 3,000 each. Item-wise, a pine tar's not bad right now. What else is not bad? Clockwork items will get you a relatively respectable price, but some of them are fairly rare to drop. And I'm not going to give you guys every single item that's easy to farm. I mean, because I want to kind of give you a starter point, but do go look in the mall and kind of, get this kind of figured out on your own, how to look for items that are easy to do. I farm for chow mein parts. That's just how I farm my softcore multi. That's how he funds himself. Is when he ascends, he has about 50, 60 turns left, so he'll spend those 50, 60 farming for parts. And then after about 3 or 4 runs, he sells them all. So that would be a couple easy suggestions, but if you just want just meat, I'd go farm the icy peak and sell the skins whenever the bounty hunter wants something good. Gleebs asks, where in hardcore is the best place to use a black snow cone? Well, let's think about what a black snow cone does. It gives your familiars basically stat boost and a level boost with the green and the orange. That's backwards, but anyway. It gives you a meat boost, an item boost, and some hit points and mana points back. So what I would say is a situation when you need to farm for stats and you either need items to drop and or meat to drop, which top of my head pops up in two places. The Icy Peak, because you're farming usually from level 8 to level 9 or level 9 to level 10, and that extra meat drops will help you fund whatever you're working on, or the Hole in the Sky. Damn it to Cyclops. quick saying it right as I'm saying it. Hole in the Sky, because you're farming for stars in lines, and usually you're still trying to get to level 11 and get your stats balanced right. So those two places tend to be the best places in my mind. And I have 2 black snow cones waiting on my oxy run, and I have muscle days coming up, which is my primary stat. And I should hit level 8 by the middle of tomorrow. Moving on, Rev Noodly Sun, what are your views on the recent snow cone debate in the forums? Too unbalancing for hardcore. There's a post by Lusty Pirate Wrench. God damn it. Rusty Pirate Wrench. Lusty Pirate Wrench. Who basically said, quit bitching and quit whining. And, guys, that's my point of view. Yeah, it helps a little bit on certain situations, but on a speed hardcore runner, it's not that unbalancing, guys. Honestly, it helps a little bit on farming for goat cheese with the blue snow cone. It helps a little bit with the familiar boost at the end, so I don't have to spend, so I can get a sharpening stone instead of a lead necklace. The purple helps a little bit for a non-moxie class when you're trying to get from level 8 to level 9 or 9 to 10. And you're farming the peak until you have enough moxie to basically survive up there. But I did 15 hardcore runs before that came out. I did God knows how many softcore runs on a different character before it came out. And I can look at my time frame, and guess what? It's not affecting the time frame that much. So, I think it's people whining. That's me. Hey, and all the questions now have shown up. So let me do my cut and paste here, because I don't tend to okay, let's see here. Yes, Ad Rider, I would love to meet you at the same time. Because yes, you can come to St. Louis. Gleeb says, I really like your show. When else are you on? I'm on Friday, Saturday nights, 6 to 9 Central, and then Sunday, 4 to 6 Central. You can go to radio-kol.net and take a look at the schedule there. 6 feet Under asked, did I ever get in trouble in school? Sure. Like when I was 5 or 7 or 9, I was like basically young and arrogant, but yeah. Count D asks, do you think that the ice burglet will still be used for speed ascensions in the future? As long as you can dual wield ice sickles, hell yes. Boba Fett asks, why do I collect stars? Oh, and it was great meeting you this weekend. I collect stars because of my past life, which would be the life before I became a teacher. I was going to be an astronomer, and I had a grad school basically fuck me over and run off of a lot of us grad students. But I've always been real fascinated with constellations and stars and stargazings, and there we go. There's where the stars come from. Let's see here. Mass Techno's trying to tell me something. Mass Techno came on that one to me, because I have no knowledge of what you're talking about. Let's see here, Miss Gwynn. Have you formulated your question to Jick and Scully about the LTS synergy and people playing all characters muscle at the beginning of Ascension players playing all like Moxie? I did talk with Zeno about it. And briefly, and I think I've kind of come down to the point where I need to ask them, can the mysticality classes have something that would guarantee a spell to hit? Because you have that for Moxie, basically, where you're not going to get hit, even if you miss, eventually you'll hit, and the muscle with Eye of the Stoat. So I think mysticality needs the same thing. Hold on a second, my cat wants out of my room. Give me a second here. Cat was asleep on the couch, decided I want to leave, so she leaves. Okay, let's see here. Next question. Let's see here. The Chibi Knight. Do you think the new elemental skills are worth keeping? The level 13 skills, I assume you're talking about. Eventually, yeah. The skill that protects you against cold would obviously be nice, because you don't have to spend the spell points to have Elemental Saw Sphere. The Stench skill would be nice to not have to pay for Elemental Saw Sphere when you're working in the bad areas. The heat would help in the daily dungeon. So I think for an in-game player that has a lot of stats, yes, they are nice. I actually think that those might have actually been better if they're around a level 7 or 9, but then that would have really been hard for them to recode everything than just an add-on. But then again, that's just me. Let's see here. 6 feet under. Do you use Watt Pulse? It's amazing. I've used it for a few months and have several million clicks. And key touches? Nope. No idea what that is. Let's see here. What else? Tiger Lord asks, is it also a good idea for new players to farm clovers? It's quick meat with low cost. You know, let's look here. How much are clovers going for right now? I guess for low players, like really low players, I can see that as a possibility. It's going for about 1,500. Yeah, I guess that's really good, but you're not getting stats, you're not progressing. So you'd be in a pure farming situation. You wouldn't be progressing your character if you were just farming clovers. So, eh. No, no. Miss Gwyn, same train of thought. How would you like to see the Miss class have an LTS type item? Well, yeah, there we go. That would be how I was. If you have level 15 mysticality class skill that said this spell will hit and it will do double damage, you would have a mysticality version of the LTS synergy. Because there's enough other little spells and skills and items that will affect your magic damage that you get the same effect. So I think that would be a good balance that way. But then again, I don't get that much power around here. I just have a radio show. Oh, people send me some K-mails. I guess I should actually read those. I'm not doing requests tonight, sorry guys. Because it's a short song and I'm doing this stuff. The questions. Bashy's Full of Life Sex Toy. Nice name. What do you think is the best familiar, combat-wise, I mean? Well, let's see here. The Dodecapede is nice for the Speed Ascender to help fight the Nidosaurus. For just a generic fighter, I would have to go with the NPZR, Ninja Pirate Robot Zombie, or the March Hare. I would say those are pretty good. I use the NPZR when I'm not stat farming and I'm basically trying to fight the Night Sorceress. My softcore, my hardcore guy uses the Dodecapede. So I would say if you just need to steer still hitting, then, you know, there you go. Let's see here. Bashy's Full of Life Sex Toy. Why do we have Ronin? Is it something that wants to make people... It is something that wants to make people quit. People don't see it as a challenge. This is a reason to quit. No. I disagree on that. Ronin makes you think. And, you know, that's where the strategy is. And this game is not for people to fly through things like there's absolutely no bears. Jick and Scully have said numerous times that because of the cross skills that you can get on multiple ascensions, the game does get easier. And so they have to put in a couple of roadblocks to slow you down a little bit. And that's one of them. And I don't have a problem with that. So... Anyway. Yeah. I will talk to you next musical break, I promise. So don't bail on me. Gleaves asked me, where did I get the name Ashland? I used to work on a Neverwinter Nights server, and I had a character, my very first character there, died, and then I killed him off, because we reset the game. And so I started a new character that was a mage character called, with the last name of Ashelot. And I'm not telling you the first name, because it's, I used it against a character that I have as a test multi that I kind of scope around, and, you know, when I don't want to be known, that's the character I use. So I have, like, oh, I have an end multi, ah. But it's basically so I can kind of just get a pulse for things and look around and test. But Ashelon just kind of kept with me, and then as I kept going different games, I kept using that name, and then I got here, and here we go. 6 feet under, how much is 100 million Iraqi dinars worth? I don't know. You could probably look that up somewhere. Let's see here. How did grad school screw you over? Ancestral. There were too many grad students that accepted the fellowships, and they've found this way to not renew a bunch of us. So that was kind of what happened there. Tiger Lord, what do you think of the iceberg that price is going to 1 million, which is less than Mr. 8? Are you kidding me? There's no way that those things are, they are not a million, they're 4 million. What's the lamest scam you've ever come across? Asked six feet under. I think the one's like, hey, I can transfer things and Jick won't know. All you have to do is give me your name and your password and the name of the guy who you want me to get stuff from and I'll get it for you. I mean, please. Yeah, that's a pretty lame one. But actually, I don't get scammed. I guess I'm too well known. And I rant about stupid people. Hello, Ada. Ada. I got to see Ada for a little bit, and I don't think she remembered who I was. Hanoa4 asks, I must say your music is better than the Jick and Scully show. Well, that's not... I like some of their music. It's just different. Anyway, do you have any pointers to improving softcore run times? Early on, unless you have the skills to deal with increasing your monster level, which is how a lot of the speed ascenders do it, they increase monster level extremely high, you want to get two or three Mystic Accessories, and if you can afford a Wax Lips or something that adds on Leprechaun or stat boosting familiar levels, use those. And if you can afford Antiphon's Aptitude Song, the Accordion Thief buff, that helps as well. As you get those skills that you need to survive, definitely then you want to look at items that increase monster levels, and that helps you get your speed level up. But you have to be able to kill them fast, otherwise they're going to beat the crap out of you. So, not going to, you know, do a lot of specific details on that. There's a lot of things out there. If you want specific, then, we can do that later. Zestro asks, any thoughts on the new elemental resistance skills to be telegraphing the upcoming new levels, somehow being much more elemental management intensive? I like it. That would be a neat idea. I think that the newer areas are starting to get to that point where you have already a smaller bit of elemental management. If you're smart about it, I mean, right now, I can kind of power my way through it, but I think that's a good thing, because I like anything in the game that makes you think, and if you could fly through this game and not think, then it needs to be completely rebuilt. PrettyBoy63 asks, if you get the level 13 Seal Clubber Cold Resistance skill, can you adventure in the Icy Peak without extreme gear? Yes. Biologic asks, do you think it would be a good idea for a player to farm in the Dungeon of Doom for large or small boxes because of the influx of potion prices since the Smurf trophy? Would not be a bad idea. Criswell. Okay, last question before I start cutting and pasting. I need to take a break and get a drink and... because I'm about to run off my scroll. Criswell, let's have a recap of those skills I must have. been a while since I've heard this show. Unless you're going Boozerfarian or Oxygenarian, Pastamancery, Sauce Crafting, Mad Looting Skills, Amphibian Sympathy, then you want to come around and get Leech Linguini, Empathy of the Newt, Eye of the Stoat, Lunging Thrustmack. Okay, there's eight. So, I'm going to take a quick musical break. Actually, this is going to be a Nine Inch Nails triple shot because I go see Nine Inch Nails live tomorrow. And, actually, it might just be a double shot because two of them are pretty long. So, yeah, just a double shot. So, I'll be back. This is Ashlon, Monday night, State of the Kingdom, here on Radio KOL. This time tomorrow, I will be headbanging to Nails. Oh, can't wait. Back to the questions. Yeah, let's see here. Questions. 6 feet under, no, do not collect Beanie Babies. Super Santa, can TPS drinks make the difference between a 3-day run or a more day run with 11 skills? I do a 3-day soft core that doesn't use an icicle. It does use 2 Mr. Accessories and 1 Mr. Accessory Junior and Wax Lips. And I can do it about 620 turns every single time. With, you know, albeit more skills. But I don't use TPS drinks. I just pull Disco Bandit drinks. And so I think that would help a little bit. I mean, your big key is going to be stats per adventure. So your familiar skills become very important when you're early on, because with 11 skills, you're not going to have the skill set to survive the LTS synergy. So I would focus on your 3 skills, your 3 familiar skills, Empathy, Sympathy, and Leech Linguini, and make sure you have a familiar that's good at stat boosting, such as Cheshire Bat, Simple Playing Monkey, Hovering Sombrero. That would be my suggestion early on. You know, if it comes down to buying a TPS versus buying something else, like a familiar, get the familiar. Count D, what do you think the game... When do you think the game will jump the shark? Also, thanks for the Pixel outfit. Also, Jazz Hands. The sky is green, and the robots are on the move. Tiger Lord, you read the question wrong. I said they went down 1 million to 4.1 million. Oh. See, here's the thing. A lot of people kind of forget. The Iceberglet is an item that, in all of its different incarnations, you're just going to use. And it's never going to be used up. It's going to be used. And you know, as I watched some bad reality TV show, the guy was saying, you know, this product is something that's appealing to the masses and will be used up, which means you'll want to buy more. The Iceberglet is not one of those items. It just, you know, goes bouncing back and forth between people until they get lost or sold off or deleted or other things. I think maybe the Iceberglet form might be a little bit rarer because once you squeeze it, you can't unsqueeze it back there. But I'm not surprised because a lot of people bought them. And there's a lot of them on the market. They're not being sold off right now. So your prices are going to go a little bit lower as people trying to sell theirs before other people. If you bought a bunch of them waiting for them to, you know, spike in price, you know, too bad. Criswell asks, why, in your opinion, or someone else's opinion, are Mr. A's now just over 4 million? Okay. Combination of factors. Jick and Scully have said that at this point in time, with the way that players are farming and doing things, that there is more meat being put into the game through item drops, meat drops, etc., than is being taken out, buying consumable items, MMG tax, donations, so on and so forth. So that means we have more meat, okay? More liquid currency. Second thing is, we are having more people who are donating. That means more goods. When you have a situation where you have more liquid currency and more goods, you have deflation. And that's kind of what we're in right now. Because there's not a demand to react to the supply and the liquid currency. Okay? Unlike, for example, the Bang Potions, there was a huge demand all of a sudden. There was not as large of a supply. Boom. Prices go up. Make sense? So what's happening here is people are donating, people are farming more meat, and there's more of a supply. There's not a massive demand. And that's what's going on. So, good question, but that's just kind of, basic. If you guys understand the concept of supply demand, the more demand there is for something, the supply has to match it, otherwise the price goes up. The larger the supply, the demand has to match it, otherwise the price goes down. Make sense? And if you understand that give and take, this economy makes perfect sense. I swear to God, it is, everyone says the economy is not a game, but damn if it doesn't follow economic rules. If you only understand that one rule, the economy makes perfect sense. Wrath asks, would it be a good idea, or even possible, for a first-time runner to try to get a ninja pirate robot zombie? At some point you're going to have to get it. Go ahead and go for it. You're missing what? You're doing some extra short turns. You're not using one item that might help you sin faster. Go do it. Zestral says, the grad thing blows. Hey, you know what? I'm happy with my life. Blindboards, when do you think Icebergs will go up in price? When do you think Icebergs will go up in price, based on what I just told you? I'm a mean person. Ha! Fallen out of the box. In your opinion, should the part of the League of the Chef Magi quest to make a sandwich with your mind have the option to conjure a woman to make you the sandwich if your character is male? Oh, I am so not touching that one. Tactuck asks, do I prefer meat drops or item drops if I had to choose one? It would depend on if I could control the specific adventures. I would take item drops, but more than likely I'd take meat, because it's more of a guaranteed thing in certain areas. Toxic Popsicle, guess what? 666 scrolls were at 10,000 for a while. 3 days of farming to make 1 million. Damn. Wish I hadn't noticed that. I'm one of those reactionary people. I never see things coming until way after the fact. I'm just real bad about that. I'm like, damn, wish I'd seen that one. Damn, wish I'd seen that one too. Xestral says, what do you think there is a price disparity between the different Bang potions in the mall? Example, Smokey's 200 meat, Cloudy's 1200 meat. Shouldn't the drunk effect average across all centers? I honestly don't know. That was kind of one of the things when I first looked at it, it was like, And, it might be in your benefit to wait until you need one of the cheap potions before you get that trophy. That would be my thought. Zestral says this can be KOL economic show. Oh, I did an economic show once. It's on one of the archives that we're trying to get a hold of, the file sent back over. And we're still working on that. William Wallace says, have fun, Nine Inch Nails. Well, I'm at school faking to learn. Ha ha. Yeah, I love you too. Destructo asks, what do you think about the price of time stuff going up from 1.3 million to 2 million within a week's time? Supply? Small. Demand? Especially now with dual wield time swords? Large. Prices go up. Bashy's full life sex toy. I have another question. How come we only get 40 adventures at night at rollover? How come not more? Is there a reason Jake made this so? Yes. He thought 40 is a great number. Does anyone know? This is again Bashy's full of life sex toy. God. You must be a ham. I'm just going to start calling you Ham, okay? Ham asks, does anyone know the exact chance of getting a hockey stick? Yes. Yes, someone does know. Anders has a large pile of TPSs in front of her. Oh, wait, those are, like, not real in-game TPSs. It's like, dude, send me one. Let's see here. I had sex with a tornado. You know, I've heard about, you know, good sucking blowjobs, but, you know, 100 mile an hour. Anyway, before I get in trouble. Where's the best place to get bottled booze? Menagerie level 3. Also gives you good stats. During the 72nd, I have over 120k meat in hardcore. I have all the skills available. What could I do with the extra meat? Bank it in Hank's until you save up enough through your runs to buy something important. Or buy me stars. Gleebs, since Gorblax isn't here, could you name the gift shop guy? Nope. Not even going to try that one. Let's see here. Super Senna says, what's the difference between a TPS and two Mr. A's? Oh, dude, get the Mr. A's. Those will help you more often in the long run. Elashia asks, I asked this jokingly, but how come the prizes from radio don't coincide with the deflation? I mean, one million meat contest changed to 5 million meat contest. Well, it's kind of a combination of things. We'll have players donate stuff to us for giveaways. And, you know, some players have on their accounts, you know, mountains of meat from times when things were really, really expensive. You know, Mr. A used to go for millions of meat. And so, you know, if I give away a million meat, but someone donated to me, you know, 100 million meat way back when, you know, that's fine. You know, I don't tend to give away more than a million meat. The radio items are expensive because they're rare. We don't flood the market with radio gear and radio button candy. We kind of, you know, we hoard it. The reason our donations amount says the Cyclops are going down too, so everyone donate more. Nice. Let's see here. Penguins Scare Me. Is a simple playing monkey really that useful for a first-time hardcore ascension? A 20-pound simple playing monkey is a great benefit because you're getting 20 pounds of Bloodface Volleyball plus 20 pounds of a leprechaun. You're getting good meat, you're getting good stats, and that is without any buffs or items or equipment. I work with the original version of it, the Cheshire Bat, almost consistently with Ashlon in my hardcores, and you can look at my hardcores on my life. They're not crappy day speeds, except I have to do something stupid. You know, go Gorecore or something. But great familiar. Yes. Highly recommended. Elashia, whatever. What is your view on containers and your benefit versus their price? And also, what do you think spiked the price of Mr. Containers from 20 million to 30 million in less than a week? Okay, I don't tend to look at price spikes over a week unless there's a known issue that's come up in the game. It very well have maybe been one or two without their 20 million, and someone bought them and are now pricing them at 30 million, trying to make extra 10 million off their sale. You know, the box, that's pretty nice because it gives you a little meat bonus. But that's just, you know, that's just me. But, you know, Mr. Container, that's all e-penis. No, that wouldn't mind. Having one in my display case, but I have more important things to try to go buy. Persilis asks, is the JNS show canceled for good or just this week? Just this week, they're both somewhere in a plane or out of pocket. Somewhere. During the 72nd, how many stars do you want? I'll send a few over. I'm 20,000 behind the person I'm trying to catch for the number one spot, as far as we can tell, for largest star collection. So, not begging, but stars, please. Moving on. Tiger Lord asks, I have to disagree with you on the two Mr. A's versus the TPS. Although the TPS won't pay off right away, after a month, the TPS might be worth three Mr. A's. I have to disagree with you. And because here's my logic. If you have liver, I can drink four Disco Bandit drinks and two beers, three beers, and get 19 drunkenness. Or I can drink three TPS and one beer and get 19 drunkenness. And for minimal adventure gains, maybe 10 to 15, maybe 20 more. Now, those TPSs cost me, you know, 8 million or so. But, you know, here's my thing. If you have to buy those TPSs, those tiny plastic swords, and you're only getting 15 to 20, 25 adventures. I even go 25. I'll be generous on my guesstimation. 25 adventures a day extra. And even if you're at the farming the peak and you're getting 1,000 per adventure, which can be done, that's 25,000 meat. Now let's think about this. 8 million is 25,000 meat. That's going to take a while. And I think in the long run, unless you're going for a speed run and you need pull space, they're not worth it. And that's just me. The Mr. A's give a softcore character a statistical boost early in the game, almost up to the point of, honestly, above the beanstalk. If I have two or three on, I can work normal stats with a couple of buffs and have my moxie enough where I can basically just roll through things. Easily. Compared to TPS, which is giving me 25 more adventures, unless you're going for extreme fast speed runs, I will disagree with you. But, you know, we can agree to disagree. And that's just me. Elisha asks, what do you think of the Mr. A? And is it being worth more than Mr. A, despite its lesser stat gain and lesser real-life value? It's rarer. Smaller supply. Prices go up. Let's see here. Hello, Diamond Lily Bart. Everyone, you know, give mad love to Diamond Lily Bart. Stupid things happen to her at St. Louis. Okay, guys, quit sending me green mails. Send me blue mails. Go /msg/67689 and send me that way, because that's making me, you know, check other things. Darth Wonderlust just asked me the same thing about Mr. Ez. Yeah, people collect him for the collectionaries. Super Santa, can you please explain if a icicle in a stainless steel shillelagh is better than two icicles in my 11 skill 3-day run? Well, it depends. If you have a good enough LTS synergy that you can deal with the double sickle levels, that might work. If not, if you don't have all the plus damage skills, you may want to go with the one sickle, one shill dual wield. basically, if you don't have Ranger the Reindeer, Tenacity the Snapper, Symphony of Destruction, Lunging Thrustmack, Eye of the Stud, if you don't have those five, plus Springy Fusilli, you could be very seriously in trouble if you tack on two Sickles. Just the thought. Yes, this is Ashelon. Ashelon. Yes, Topo, I've seen that page. That's why I know. Penguins scare me. Did they ascend? Did who ascend? Moving on. One day I'm looking forward to having fun with two shills. Cyclops, so am I. I'm looking forward to two shills. Which I see I may play with after I get out of this Oxy run for a day. Persilus, do you think the prices on tomes will keep going up, or is this a one-player-driven inflation? I don't know. I mean, there may be a large stash that's hidden, and then, wham! You know, they all put them out there for massive profiteering. I don't know. We'll see. Elisha, is there any difference between the Symbol Monkey and the Cheshire Bat at all? No. Honestly, not. Is it better to farm for stats or meat with them rather than familiars, but specifically for one or the other? No, do the double. Take the double. Do the double. 5-4, but that's profit because you can sell the TPSs after you get your meat back. Oh, so would not do that. That's just me. Let's see, I'm moving on. TPS stands for Tiny Plastic Sword. Well, now they're 10 million now. Oh, the system goes down in 15 minutes. Oh boy, I mean, get your questions in now. Fling them all. Best Fouls, what's better for a hardcore run, a Symbol Playing Monkey or a Hare? Symbol Playing Monkey, hands down. Zestro asks, do you use a Mysticality sign to do a high-speed softcore, or do you have other level uppers? I use Possum as my almost standard, because I'll do Teetotaler with Ashelon, except for this time, which I turned off of it, because it helps you with food. And on Dark Eagle, I do a Teet Drop, so I'll go with that to get more food. Super Santa, are you the real Ashelon? Yes, I am. Ricky Kiki Taco. That's a nice name. What place has the best meat drops? That would be the Icy Peak. Dude Holden Turtle. One person put the price of an item in the mall over 50% less than the next one up. Why do people all start following suit? I don't know. If I catch it early enough and I have the meat, I buy it and put it at 95% of the one previously up. And then people whine at me, you're a damn undercutter. I'm like, bite me. You didn't buy the 50% one enough, soon enough. Penguin Squirmy says JNS, they ascend. I say, well, no, they're on an airplane. Like your bitten's name. Oh, Alice, yes. Rev Noodley Son asked me, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? And of course, I have to ask you, African or European. At this point, you say, I don't know, and I get to watch you scream into the orgasm. Dude Hurled Internal. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Woodchuck could chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Next question. Toothless says, note to let you know, we love you. Zestro, you're going to have to state trade disclaimers about talking about KO Marcus on your show. Ricky Kiki Taco, where do I find a monkey? Mr. Store. During the 72nd, I sit 70 or so over. Something to look forward to you after you finish hardcore. Yay. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play two songs that will probably take us to about the maintenance time, so I can cut and paste all these into a text file. So you've got 10 minutes to send me questions now, damn it. Let's see here. What am I going to play? I'm going to play Lilac Song, because he didn't send me the new one he's going to send me. And I'm going to play Pearl Jam. And Luke Kong in Concert. Okay, give me 10 minutes. I will come back once rollover's up so that I can focus on getting these questions cut and pasted, because I do not have spiffy ability to look at messages while in rollover like Chicken Scully do. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Love that song. That last song there was from Kong in Concert, which was a compilation of a lot of different songs, doing OC remixes, redoing of Donkey Kong Country. Excellent song set. Highly recommend to do a quick Google search. Kong in Concert. Highly, highly recommended. All right. I have all the questions I'm going to get, because I'm not giving out other ways of contacting me, because, you know, at times I like my privacy. Wrath asks, do items increase drop spells, such as Fat Leon's Fat Loot Lyric, affect rare item drops? Let me kind of clarify a couple things. There are the common drops, which would be something like a Stoner and a Biscuit, and the things a little bit more rare. Let me restart this. Let's look at the prawn, okay? The XXX prawn. Prawn legs are common drop. The lowercase n, it's a little bit rarer. The fedora's a little bit rarer, okay? Item percent spells increase the chance that you're going to get each one of those, okay? So, yeah, it'll affect that. But if you're talking about, like, a Hypno Disc or Baal, if you get the adventure, you get the item. So the tricky part is getting the adventure, which is all luck, mainly. Super Santa, should I wait to get a hockey stick before I try this run? Good luck getting a hockey stick, unless you have millions of meat. What class would you suggest and why? No, I won't have LTS Synergy. Oh, yeah, to Cyclops. Correction, if you get the Venture and if you win. Yeah, there is that. Should I wait to get a hacky stick? No. Class-wise, if you don't have Postomancy and Sauce Crafting and or Mad Looting Skills and Infidium Sympathy, go for Postomancy, Sorcerer, Disco Bandit, Turtle Tamer. That would be my suggestion. Moving on, Criswell asks, there's a fake Ashland? Tell me more about this fake Ashland. I think that's DJ Ashland. You know, he's the one who usually runs around with the traffic cone on his head, streaking radio chat, and I heard rumors that he was saying he was me at St. Louis Meet. Wrath asks, is your obsession... And raking to low beam in chat. Wrath asks, is your obsession with stars as bad as Lex with disco balls? Not as bad, but right up there with. From Ham, I have yet another question. The petrified time used to drop. If so, why did they stop before I got here? No. What happened was, Once upon a time, Jick broke the game. And to make up for breaking the game, every player that had an account right then got a petrified time that you could then use to make parts of the time outfit. So, no, they do not drop anymore. Just like your next question, which was, do tiny plastic swords drop? No. Those came from a Crimbo item. Not last Crimbo of 05, but Crimbo of 04. Once you got into the item, there was a 1 in 3 chance you'd get a TPS. Destructo asks, do DJs still do contests to win radio gear? And if so, how can I enter? Hold on. You all know what's coming if you hear my show, don't you? Yes, you know. Hold on. It's worth crap is it?
Attention, shitheads of loathing.
The radio does not exist to give you shit.
The radio does not exist.
Radio doesn't exist to give you shit.
Radio isn't here.
Okay, enough of that. Here's the deal. Yes, we do have contests for radio gear. And we're given our allotment of a radio gear item every so often. And how we give it away is entirely up to us. Sometimes we do songs, sometimes we do art. I just did an art contest. Lilith is doing a bump contest right now. You know, it's different. It's different how we do it. They're not dramatically all the time, but the one thing that pisses us off more than anything else is when people start asking for a contest and begging for a contest. So don't do that. Watch the radio-kol.net forums. Watch the normal forums under contest. You'll see it. Listen to the radio. It will eventually happen. Don't go around demanding. And it looks like KMD was going to be covered by Rutabaga, who is going to be covered by Merrick. So you get Merrick after me. The Cyclops. The radios don't exist to give you shit. It exists to give you shit about wanting shit. Nice. So, That's the one thing is don't go around asking for radio contests, because that's the fastest way to get yourself exempted from said radio contest. Trust me, I've done it. Especially when you can't spell your words correctly. From Dude Holden Durrell. How do you know how much something is worth? My store in the mall is supposed to be discount, so I lower the price of an item worth lowest price $4,500 down to $2,500. And now an entire page is filled up at that price. Are people stupid or just want to get rid of their stuff? I just like to give stuff at low price. Yes. Now, if you have a large amount of items and you have a limit, like limit 1, limit 2 per day, then that can drive things down. The limits at times can artificially pry prices down if you have a large stockpile. So, yeah, sometimes it's just the mechanics, and sometimes, yeah, people are really just that stupid. From Destructo, is it true that at night, during rollover, a third party chooses random people to encounter the ultra-rare item during the next day? I heard this from a friend. If the third party is the RNG, and random people are not me, then yes. And if you mean that there's a much more complicated, convoluted algorithm that all has to work just perfectly for you, then yes. Otherwise, no. And no, I do not know what said algorithm is. Super Santa asks, well, since Riff and Xeno are nowhere to be found, I'll ask you there, follow-up question, what PSP game should I get for my non-KOL time? You know, I don't have a PSP, and I don't even have a clue what games are coming out on PSP. I have a PlayStation 2. I'm waiting. I'm seeing conflicting release dates. Suikoden 5 is supposed to come out this week and or next week, but also Kingdom Hearts 2 comes out next week, and I want them both. And then Atelier Iris 2 comes out next month, and I want that one as well. So I'll be pretty busy with my non-KOL time with those three games. But those are PlayStation 2 games. Those aren't PSP. Most of my handheld things I still play on the Game Boy SP. I don't even have a DS. I would say ask it on Thursday, because I don't. Wrath, what is your favorite of the KOL theme song parodies players have made? I honestly liked a lot of, a lot of Lilac stuff, which is why I played a lot. Which I've been bitching at Lilac to send me the songs that was on the CDs he was saying that he ran out of. So, yeah, his are pretty good. Ms. Gwyn, can you play the Shorebot song? Seriously. Yeah, I can probably end on the Shorebot song. Give me a second to go find it. That was E. Peters, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. No, damn it. Shorebots. Look it up by name. I always get my old songs mixed up. Someone's going to go, what's a Shorebot? Shorebots were basically robots that PvP used to. You could look at turns and meat dropping, and you could literally knew when somebody was on the shore, and then that's when they PvP the fuck out of you. Damn it. Someone remind me who did the Shorebots. Crap, I can't find it. I have it. I'm going to remember at some point who made it, and I'm so pissed off I can't remember right now who did it. Let's go to genre. Maybe that's in there. Parody. Nope. Someone will remind me at some point. Someone go look it up for me. Tell me who did Shorebots, because I cannot think right now on top of my head. Oh, James, what was your favorite part from the meet at St. Louis? I really wish we did like a little small LARP or something. That would have been fun. But, let me see here. I guess just putting faces to names and just talking. That was kind of nice. That was kind of pretty cool. Rev Newly Sun, what's your favorite stainless steel and plexiglass items? Kenneth the Obscure. That would be the name. Why do I not remember these things? Oh, look, there it is. Shorebots. Found it. Anyway, stainless steel would be Shillelagh. Plexiglass, you know, I don't know yet. I don't have those. I haven't had time to play with them yet. I'm doing my plexiglass loop. So I'm going to go with the Pith helmet just because the what it has really intrigues me. Neo Maxwell, I was surprised to see how the minuscule temporal rift has done after being discontinued. If I'm right, it was the first familiar to give adventures, yes, and memorialize the crash. Yes, I thought this would be a safe, familiar investment, but it turned out to be blank. What are your thoughts on this? Well, you and every other player, quoting Jig, in the goddamn game, thought the same thing. So, yeah, sorry. Supply? Prices go down. Boba James, if you also need, I could let you also borrow my 32,000 stars, as long as I get them back from my collection. But I want the stars for my own. Actually, I think Nico and I were going to do this, we're going to borrow mine, she can do a screenshot, I'm going to borrow hers. We're going to do a screenshot, it's going to be nice, so like, you know, 100,000 each. I would like to catch her at some point and then, like, race to some given position. But I have to kind of get out of the situation where I'm hardcore and she's not. Either we had to both be in hardcore, or we had to both be in softcore. So I gotta work with her on that one. Gleaves asks, Dodecapedes have gone to 50 million since I got mine 2 weeks ago. Thank you, Sunny D. Yay. Was I a fool to use mine instead of playing the market? You know, there's a couple things I really wish I had played the market with, but I don't have any of those. I used them all. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it's just... Dodecs are nice, but they're not the end-all, and, you know, it's just kind of, you know, I want a Crimbo Elfling, and there's no damn way I'm ever going to get one. Unless somehow it shows up and goes, poof, on my lap. But it's not gonna happen. So I smile and nod and whimper and wish. And, you know, there are things I wish I had. You know, I wish I had bought a Mr. A and sold it when I could sell them for a billion meat and tanked it forever until now and I'd be filthy but meat rich. But I didn't. You know, I think everyone's has somewhere in this game the, boy, I wish I had done this, and, you know, we didn't, and, that sucks. So, anyway, let's go to the next question. Justice, 1234, asks, important a furry suit as a mossy class? It helps. Alternatives. Suits that increase your muscle and melee damage, such as a lead trouser slash mohawk wig, is a good alternative. It requires having skills, and you have to have a lot of hit points for it to work well, but it is an alternative. And if you have no idea what the question is about, that means you're not there yet. Neo Maxwell, do you think trade is an effective way to get some items on the cheap? Guys, trade's pretty smart people there. I don't even try to scam trade. I don't even try to shortchange trade. You know, Dark Eagle on his food funding will get a bunch of tomatoes. And I'm like, you know, I don't try to sell it for more than 70. They know where to get them for 70. You know, but I'll offer them for like 50 or 60. I'll get more. They'll still get them cheaper than if they buy them anywhere. And it's all good. Trade is not a stupid place. Yes, you may occasionally find an item or something that's cheap, but half the time it's somehow related to a scam. Caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. Boba James, do you watch TV? What shows do you like to watch? Okay, this is going to sound really hokey, but I like watching The Amazing Race because I get to watch just seeing all these different places.
Oh, I have to yawn now. That's not good.
I like watching Survivor because, I don't know, I'm just a dork like that. I like watching CSI, the original. I like watching the Extreme Home Over, Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Used to watch Star Trek, but then all the cool ones went off and Enterprise sucks. What else do I usually watch? I will watch Dallas SWAT on A&E. That's pretty cool. You know, when they go rig up their big armored personnel carriers to two windows and they rip them out, but then in the effect it also damages the front porch to the point where it all collapses. And I don't mean the porch collapsing, I mean the roof attaches it to the front edge to the collapse. Yeah. And then the SWAT people coming around the front going, damn, and then the one guy walking off going, you know, I used to actually kind of feel bad about doing all this property damage to people, but then I realized if you don't sell crack, you don't get your house shredded, so I don't care anymore. And he just walks off, and I'm like, dude, you kick ass. I mean, he literally was like, you know, if you don't sell crack, your house doesn't get ripped apart. Walks away from the camera. I'm like, dude, you're awesome. And I've been watching the Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi. That's just kind of interesting. Neo Maxwell, are you allowed to talk about Lounge's non-existentness? Yeah, it doesn't exist. Neo Maxwell also asks, I never knew if it did this, but do Mr. Restore familiar specific items, Tam O'Shanter, Maypole, etc., work for other familiars too with the same boost? Yes, it just doesn't show it as a level increase, but a leprechaun by itself, if you add the meat detector, it gives you more meat. If you add the Tam O'Shanter, it gives you even more meat instead of, you know, so, you know, pretty much the status is you have the leprechaun plus the Tam O'Shanter plus the penguin whip plus the box in the box in the box plus the helmet, any other item that gives you meat boosts, and then you level on your meat spells. And, but that's part of the idea, is that you have the Tam O'Shanter with the leprechaun. So, yes, I agree to that. Lol. And now Merrick may be having problems. So I can stall. Let's see here. Neo Maxwell asks, do you think it would be a great idea outside of the game to trade in US for Canadian $10 for the in-game price benefit of the Mr. No, because it's not that much of a boost. Toxic Popsicle, explain limits, please. I'm going to assume that you mean like a mall limit? And that's just when you want to get a lot for a relatively small price or a certain price, and you don't want a nasty price spiker to come buy them all and then, you know, raise it 500 meat or 1,000 meat each. You want to protect your inventory. Because, you know, that's the way that the mall rats used to be. They'd troll for items, and as soon as they found something that was low price, bam, they'd buy it, and they put it in their store for a much higher price and make profit that way. And, you know, and I'll still look for that from time to time, occasionally, whenever I have time, which is never. Actually, I was playing some other games. Another game that deals with, like, being a rock band and stuff, and they've just instituted, like, pawn shops, and you can set the percentage of the price that you buy or sell at. And it's so easy. You go to the store that's, like, you know, bought stuff, and you can buy it from them, but then you can sell it to this other store for more. I was, like, doing that for a while. And it made, like, $1,500, you know, in-game currency. Which is, you know, $1,500. I was like, yay! Then promptly went and bought stuff with it. So, you know, I did a little bit of, you know, trading things and bought things to help my character got better. And I ended up with pretty much the exact same amount of money that I had before. So, yeah, that's fine. If you can, and this is the catch, and this is where you have to be careful. You buy things cheap, you sell them high. But you have to be careful because if you put them too high, then you get undercut, and then you never can sell them, and then you're screwed. Okay, I think Merrick was supposed to go next, and he's now saying he's got issues. So yo, DJs, if Merrick can't go, you know, yo. Oh, God, make it stop. I might be trolling for someone to take Jan's stream. I'm going to play Shorebots. Oh, wait. I'm going to play Shorebots. I may or may not come back after this. And I'm pretty sure no matter what, the question and answer portion of this thing's over, because I think that's how long Wombat made it. Cleve says never freestyle again. Oh, come on. I was just going with the flow. With my... with my hoe out the door. Okay, I'm gonna play Shorebots now.